We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday, everyone. We're almost there. I think what I was smelling was Friday. Thank you, Morgan. Right there. It's right there at the tip of your nose. Friday's almost here. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. That's right. It's 2019 and we're giving away Doobie Brothers tickets.
That's my favorite Doobie Brothers song.
I love the Doobie Brothers.
What's not to love?
It's you
so
know,
funny. Still around
I'm
after
friends
all these years.
With Tom Johnston. He's one of the founding members.
Yeah.
I'm friends with his wife.
Oh.
We should have him on to tell us some rock and roll stories.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
I'm down.
I'll see when he's in town.
Yeah. Will he tell us any good stories, though? You know, those guys, they don't want to tell you about all the groupies and all the debauchery.
Especially with their wives right next to
them. I know.
Right? You know, she listens to Alice constantly, so she
knows. Someone on a secret show. That's what we need to do.
We could do that.
Anyway, if you're calling 9 right now, you get tickets for the Doobie Brothers, and you get to talk to Hooman. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at LiveNation.com at 10 a.m., for their show on September 12th at the Masonic in San Francisco. And that's what you get tickets to right now. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Movies Reviews,
yeah,
which are coming up at 9:15 this morning. Johnny Mosley joins Hooman, and they're reviewing Stuber, Kumail Nanjiani, from The Big Sick and Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Stu, and he drives an Uber.
Stuber.
It's a Stuber. It's not stupid Uber, which is what I thought it was. Metallica! Master. A while back.
I'm interested.
Yes.
What do you know?
Well, I do these stories for you, Vin.
Uh-huh.
I got this, and I got a Big Brother story. Actually, I don't even have a story. We'll just talk about it.
By the way, hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, go on.
A while back, James Hetfield had said Metallica shows became more family friendly after he had kids. Just, you know, sort
they
of
do that to you.
Kind of changes your outlook on things.
Happened to this show.
Now the band is putting out an illustrated children's book.
That's weird.
It's called The ABCs of Metallica. It'll be out on November 26th, just in time for Christmas gift giving.
Probably one step too far, but it's fine.
They say the book looks back at the history of the band from A to Z, with each letter of the alphabet highlighting a moment along their journey. So I'm assuming N is for Napster.
Well, A
F
would
is
be
for fighting.
Alcoholica, which is what they used to be known as.
B is for booze. C, I don't even want to say what C is for. I'm sure it's very family friendly. I'm sure it's great. F is for fighting with each other. T is for therapy. Or maybe it's G for group therapy.
Our groupies.
Oh, it could be for groupies. You're right. That'll be a tough decision for them to make.
Yeah.
Portion of the proceeds are going to benefit All Within My Hands. That's their charity foundation. It fights hunger, supports workforce education in struggling communities. The book is available for pre-order now, I guess, at Metallica.com. It says on their site, which I'm going to just assume is Metallica.com. But it's funny, the picture on the front of the book, it's pretty good. It's pretty good likenesses of them in cartoon form. And let's see, co-written by the band with a writer by the name of Howie Abrams. And let's see, including rhymes and illustrations, the ABCs of Metallica looks back at the history of the band from duh, A to Z. Each letter of the alphabet highlights a moment along our journey from garage days to Master of Puppets to fun facts about us. Fans can pre-order the book, which is also available in bundles with Young Metal Attack merch online now.
It's on there.
They are also, they're on tour most of the summer doing stadiums and festivals around Europe. But in September, they're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their 1999 live LP, S&M, which featured the San Francisco Symphony, like Symphony and Metallica.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do two nights at the Chase Center. And they'll once again perform with the Symphony. Tickets are on sale for that right now.
Come on, get into it.
We're honored to take part in the grand opening of the Chase Center in San Francisco as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of S&M. Join us at what is sure to become a cultural landmark in the Bay Area for S&M to the second power.
It looks like the book is about $18.99. They have other bundles if you want to throw in some T-shirts.
Oh, like T-shirts and stuff. But it's not coming out until late November. I guess if you pre-order it, you'll sit back and wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
It'll be fine. Get all your stuff in time for Christmas, for the gift-giving season, for the Metallica lover in your life that now has kids and an adult life. Yeah. Usually pre-order one of those for us for
you
Vinny.
You know, last year I tried to order something for Vinny from the Metallica site.
Oh, my God. And it just didn't come.
It was sold out. They said they'd get back to me, and I tried a couple more times, and it just never worked out.
Well, you guys got me a T-shirt, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got
you. We wanted to get it for you last minute.
Yeah. It wasn't the one that I wanted, but do you wear it?
I do.
Stone cold crazy. Stone cold crazy, you know.
I usually in here just wear blank shirts because a few times I've worn shirts, you guys have said that, well, they had to cover up the graphic on your shirt.
And oh, I'm they like, did? For what?
What? It was like a little boobs on a graphic on a skateboard tee I had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No.
It was on the... vaguely remember it.
They can't show you on the screen, and I was like,
"Do you remember that?"
Okay,
maybe that was Vanessa.
It must have been someone else because he
might have been Vanessa.
Yeah, because Vaughn wouldn't do that.
It's I've been buying blank T-shirts because of it.
I'm sorry about that.
Ever, what's well? It's just weird. I didn't unknowingly.
You don't want no trouble. Sure.
I'm making all this work for the person working the camera back there, and I didn't even know it.
Mm.
When I finally was told, I'm like. Every time I wear this shirt, you have to go into full-on cover mode.
Well, they just zoom in on your face.
Well, great. Super.
You're pretty, don't
you? Are you all caught up in Big Brother?
I am not.
Oh.
But I don't mind because I'll tell you the honest truth. I am so bleeping into Stranger Things right now. I'm loving
it. How far in are you?
I say I'm halfway into the fourth episode. But I'm going to restart it because there were interruptions happening quite a bit last night.
I actually think I'm definitely done with the second episode. And I think we started the third one, but I was falling asleep.
I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah, I'm trying to savor it. I don't want to.
Me too.
I don't want to just binge it all. Because then I find that I'd miss huge, like, what happened?
But I don't also need to be done with it by this weekend because I don't want it to get spoiled for me.
Right.
So I'm hurrying.
Well, too late for me. I already freaking
So anyway, my point is I've accepted that I'm just going to finish Stranger Things and the catch. And I'm not even going to try to catch up. I'll just jump in.
Just catch up. Last night's episode was, you know, it's all, you know what it is.
Right.
It's all the same thing.
I mean, is it going well? Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I am actually enjoying. You know who's writing me all the time? This is Chick Maria from Napa.
Oh,
she's really into it. So she writes me and she reminds me of things that I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. So Maria, keep them coming. Hey there, my radio and Big Brother family. Wow, Bella can't stop running her mouth. No one in the house can trust her. She can't even trust herself. And then she goes on to talk about David, who's back in the house as part of Camp Comeback.
Okay.
Which. Are you familiar with
I'm
that?
I'm aware that they've got a way for you to get back in, sure.
Well, the thing is, it's not just a way for you to get back in. You're already back in. You don't get to play in any competitions or be at any ceremonies. You just get to watch them on your TV up in your bedroom.
Oh.
But once you evict someone, you're still living with them.
Oh.
So it's not like they are out of the house and you don't have to deal with them anymore. You got to be really careful how you take someone out.
And that's for everybody?
Well, for these first four at least.
I didn't even make it to the first eviction.
Oh boy, Vinny, you gotta...
I fell off 2 weeks ago or a week ago or whatever it
don't
is.
Don't do this to me.
I saw
they made
it,
you,
it was,
baby.
It was Ovi was... With the last episode I saw, Ovi had gotten this bonus where he was going to be able to save himself. And then they put him on the block. And he was like, I can't use it.
Because he was a backdoor.
Because he was a backdoor. And so he was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I never even saw the vote. I don't even know who got thrown
well,
out.
Well, he's in Camp Comeback.
All
now.
Right.
So he's there with the first guy that got thrown out. Unfortunately, like on the first night, this dude, David. So she mentions David has beautiful eyes. David is playing a smart game right now, even though he's out of the game, but he still lives in the house with them. But he's going to have a chance. He'll have a 1 in 4 chance to get back in the house when it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
He is really doing a great job observing. And they spent quite a bit. They just show him taking it all in. He's got the whole, basically has just about the whole 8 figured out. just by watching. He's being really quiet.
But he can he eat with them?
Oh yeah. Oh, no, they live with them.
Okay.
They're just not allowed to be at the ceremony. And they watch the ceremonies and the competitions on this little black and white TV in their room.
All right.
So they're fully aware of what's happening. And they have to wear these dumb outfits, too. It's great. They look like, you
like
know,
onesies
overgrown Cub Scouts.
Oh.
They showed the earthquake. So there they are, just all hanging out in the main room, and everything starts shaking, and everyone starts freaking out and running around and diving under the table. And
wow! Did producers or camera people come out or anything?
No, no. They just let them. I mean, I guess they. There's this one guy. He's like washing dishes while the thing's going on. It's going on, and they're like, "There's a huge chandelier above your head. You should really."
Oh, really?
Not, it's a huge antler chandelier.
Oh.
They wind up showing it later in the episode. But it's crazy. I mean, the cameras are fully, everything's shaking. Nothing comes tumbling down or anything. And I don't know where they are exactly. Like, I guess like Century City or
something. Burbank.
Yeah,
something.
Burbank maybe. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know
That's
where
what
that
it seems like.
Right. Wherever
For
all
some
the,
reason,
all the warehouses that are filled with sets are. Jackson, Mickey, the one, the white kid with the square jaw. He says Jessica's like his mom in the house. I think she's his age. I don't know.
But he's the guy who has a mom fixation,
yes,
right?
Yes, he does. But, you know, couldn't he just say she's like my sister? She's like my big sister in here? I don't know how much
They're
older she is.
They're saying Jackson is 23 and Jessica is 30-ish.
Oh.
Ish.
Oh. Okay, great. So she is his 9-year-old. She was 9 when she had him, I guess.
She's like the plus-size model, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
He was actually very sweet with her, to tell you the truth, which is not...
Well, he seems like if he's my opinion of what I was seeing so far is if you're his momish character, he's as sweet as could be to you.
Yeah. Loves his mommy.
It's the one that you're, you know, someone he might bone. That's you're probably getting the shaft.
Oh man. You got to watch. You got to watch the breakup scene between him and Catherine. It's delicious. Nicole standing there slurping her drink during a private conversation. It was Sam who won the power of veto. So Sam and Jessica are sitting, and Jessica's trying to convince him to use the veto on her. And Nicole just comes in, she's standing there, and they put this, listen, she was not slurping her drink. They put sound effects in that show all the time.
Oh.
You slurp your drink when there's nothing left and you're just getting the little dregs down the bottom. Uh-huh. That's when the straw sound happens. Mm-hmm. She's got a full glass of water and she's, yeah, that, no. But that's what they're putting on it.
That's and
it
pretty takes, funny.
It takes Nicole a little bit of time to, she goes, oh, you guys are having a private conversation. They're like, yeah. She goes, oh, okay, hold on. I'm going to give you guys some privacy then.
Oh, that's cute.
But it's very funny because she is standing there just sipping her drink, seeing what's going on in that room. And then poor Sam, they're talking about. First of all, I do have to say, that dude, does he ever not yell?
Which one's Sam?
Sam's the truck driver. He's like, and then I run the radio. I can't even do him because it's going to rag my throat out.
But Sam's unfortunate.
Well, he's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No, Sam's the guy who's like, he's a truck driver. And when you first meet him, he goes, I got this awesome tattoo. So you see me with my arm out on the, when I'm driving down the road. And first of all, it's a terrible tattoo. It's the worst tattoo in the world.
It's just like one of those sort of black tiger stripey different
it's
directions.
It's considered tribal.
Right.
But it's not even a good one.
No.
It's just terrible.
And he got it specifically so when he's driving his truck, that arm is hanging out the window. It's the only tattoo he's got. It's
really?
Huge. It's dark black. And he's hanging it out the window like, I'm cool. What?
Now, with that said. So
he says that yelling at the top of his lungs.
He's kind of an idiot, but but he's actually, he's a family guy. He's got his two kids and he's there to play to win money for his wife and
kids.
Well,
he ugly cried last. So last night he wins the power of veto for the second time and it's the trip to Fiji. Because they are promoting that Love Island thing shamelessly on this
really?
Show.
Yeah. It just started the other night, right?
So annoying how shameless they're being with running promos for it in the middle as though it's some prize. So he wins that trip, and then he gets a note. His grandpa has passed away.
Oh.
And he breaks down. It's so, I was crying too, just because you just feel the guy's pain. He's like, I just talked to him. He was like, I guess he's really super close with his pop. And
you can tell, like, he's a super big dork,
sure.
But he's also
very loving.
He seems nice enough.
Right. And he's just, I mean, he puts his head in his hands, and snot starts dripping down out of it, like huge dollops of just, I'm like, oh my God. Through my own tears. Like, yeah, thank God I'm not snotting my lap while I do this. It's terrible. But the whole house was very sweet about it and very supportive. He didn't leave. He just got the news. So anyway, Big Brother, that's happening.
They can leave if they want, though, right? If
you can walk out anytime you want. You know, if he'd wanted to go home after that. But he wants to stay and try and win. But he said, this drives it home. I'm here for my family, for no one else. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win that money. He said that yelling.
Truck driving is a tough life.
Yeah, it is.
That's You're gone hard for work. Right.
A long time.
What was it? Was it like 9/11 when Big Brother was on and they didn't tell them anything? Or was it some other incident that it seems like they were in the house and the producers...
I wasn't watching 9/11. It at
9/11. It must have been some other large incident that occurred
went
in
down.
America. Yeah.
I do remember that, and they were all just in the dark and found out about it afterwards.
Right, right. So they've graduated to telling people.
Well, I think when something personal happens, I've seen that before. Some things have happened.
Yeah, that was personal. That was totally different. Yeah.
But I think that they don't want it to affect the game when there's some huge thing happening in the world.
God, what was that?
Unless
You're right.
personally affects them.
I remember something.
I thought there was a woman in there who was personally affected by the thing that they weren't telling everyone. Like her husband was in the armed forces or something.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
You know what? Some great smart texter will tell us. We rely on you texters. Let's just quickly do this. Do you have a sex playlist?
I'm not sure what you just asked me.
A sex playlist? Do you have a playlist of songs that you like? I mean, I know Hooman does.
I do.
Yeah, I wanted to do this on the day that you were here, Hooman. I gotta say, they've got a sex. Here's how they got it. There's a pelvic healthcare company called Kegel 8, and they wanted to create the. This is not on the list, by the way. They wanted to create.
This is on Hooman's list.
Yes, it is.
I like the XX. Is the XX on there?
The XX is good.
It's not on here.
How about Miguel?
I'm going to say these are. No, these are. I think these are all R&B stars. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
I know.
I wish you would have just stopped at the XX. You had a good one going there for a second, Miguel.
You don't like him? How about Coldplay?
No.
The greatest of them all. An Alice Essential. An Alice Obsession.
So they went through Spotify to find the most popular songs in people's sex-related playlists. Apparently people have these. They looked at lists that contained keywords like sex, date night, baby making, make love, and Netflix and chill. And the 10 most popular songs. Number one is...
You don't start at one.
Well,
I was curious too why you did that.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't have.
What are you trying to ruin it?
I have like a minute and a half.
We're here all day.
All right. Number 10 is Exchange by Bryson Tiller.
That's not.
This is a big no.
Yeah, that's a no.
I agree.
That's a big no.
The Weeknd is on here 3 times.
Yeah. He is.
At number 9, Wicked Games.
I'm saying no to this too. Did he just talk about his heart?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh, this is real love, Vinny.
No.
Number 8 is another song. I've heard of Jeremy.
Oh, he's Jeremy. A very popular song.
Birthday Sex.
This is a really popular song.
Bryn, have you had sex to this song?
No.
Bryn knew all these songs.
No, I knew a lot of them, though.
At number 7 is Genuine.
Genuine.
Pony.
Yeah.
Ramen like a pony.
This is a dance song.
Slow Groove.
I've heard girls mention this song to do it, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's talking about riding
a
pony.
Mm-hmm.
Come
My
and jump
pony.
On it.
Do you hear any of these songs from your neighbor upstairs?
No, he doesn't put any music on. No. Oh.
He should, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
He hasn't been there for like... I have a feeling the guy sublets his place out.
Oh,
he hasn't been there
so,
for like 2 months.
That's great. You've been getting some decent sleep.
I have.
Another Bryson Tiller tune called Don't. This list is blecking me out.
Yeah, that's terrible. Keep going.
The Weeknd has the next two. Number 5 is a song called Often. Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah.
No.
Ooh, yeah.
No. The Weeknd, this is the one song I know on this list. The Weeknd has the number 4 song, Earned It. That's from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. I think we played this.
Yeah, we did.
Number 3 is another Jeremy. All the time. These are songs to bone by.
You hear that?
Or not.
Oh, this is a good song. Who is this?
Jeremy.
What's it called?
All the Time.
All the Time. Trey Songz has the number two song, Slow Motion. You gonna add this to your sex list, Hooman?
Yeah.
Trey Songz also has the number one song, Neighbors Know My Name. Is that because you're yelling his name so loud?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's pretty funny.
Trey! There you go. That's the pelvic healthcare company Kegelate's four playlist.
Pod Winnow says, this sex playlist is making me want to glue my legs closed.
No doubt. Put duct tape around my knees.
That is the line of the day.
Hey, coming up in just a second here, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Jonathan Baxter, Community Affairs and Media Relations for the San Francisco Fire Department.
That's right.
And paramedic Danny McAtee.
They're saying? So handsome.
Of course they are.
Both
Yuzi.
Of them are.
You stay put in that room.
No!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:40, just about, on Thursday morning. We have something a little different for you this morning. We're going to talk about summer fire safety with Lieutenant Jonathan Baxter, Community Affairs and Media Relations for the SFFD, and paramedic Danny McAtee. So have a seat, guys. Grab your headphones and get them on there.
I wonder if people call him LT.
Oh, LT, Jonathan Baxter.
They call you LT?
Oh, they call me lots of things, but that's not one of them.
All right.
Well, good morning, you guys, and thank you so much for being in here this morning. I know we're also going to talk about the stair climb. We've participated in that for a few years in a row here. I think Hooman might actually be doing it this year.
I am doing it.
How are you doing it?
You're going to do it with that back of yours?
So I've been practicing near my house, the Lion Street steps, and I go up and down 10 times. It takes me an hour, but it's preparing me for this.
So you're just going to go really
slow. I'm just going to walk. Yeah, but I do have the world champion stair climber on Team Alice this year. Her name is Trisha, and she's going to be part of our team because we always win the fundraising part. But I want to actually win the stair climbing part, too.
Yeah.
I want this station.
And you know you can't do it alone.
I can't do it at all. But I want this station to be number one overall. Right? We're the best fundraisers at this station, right?
You are. We had a lot of fun last year with you, and I'm sure we're going to have as much, if not more, fun this year.
Well, Hooman is just a barrel of laughs.
Listen,
every time.
I care about the firefighters. We all care about
the
firefighters.
We care about the firefighters. Well, you guys are certainly, both of you, the paramedics, the firefighters, you've had your work cut out for you the last couple of years.
That dude right there, he cut his hand. Something happened to his hand. Show us your hand.
What did you do to your hand?
Oh, you know, I had to practice so many stitching skills. I got a couple stitches. Is doing some stuff at home, and it's getting better.
Was
but
it an
I'm
avocado?
It was actually an orange. But
are you serious?
Oh my god! Oh man, it would have been actually. I mean, it's not great either way. But the avocado hand has become just a thing. As a paramedic, Danny, I'm sure that you've been called out to people who basically lopped off a finger.
We sound like you really. Avocado? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was avocado.
All right. Yep, avocado it was. All right, so let's talk about summer safety for kids.
Perfect. So one of the items that we were talking about earlier is choking.
Oh.
So we came up with some items during the summertime. We all like to go out and have, you know, hot dogs, barbecues, nectarines, the chicken barbecues, and we all have, you know, the hard candy. What do we do to make our kids happy, right? We give them stuff to have
shut
fun
them
with,
up.
Right?
So put this in your mouth.
some good things to remember are that almost 30% of the non-intentional deaths per year with children are as a result of choking. And some of the items that are almost kind of shocking when you look them up are foods with skin, such as like hot dogs and chicken and nectarines, but also hard candy, including hard candy that comes on a stick. So what can we do to be prepared? And the best answer is educate yourself. know how to take care of a choking. The universal sign of choking is the hands around the throat. And if you have your hands around your throat, or you see somebody with their hands around the throat, and you can hear some gasping and you can hear a little bit of talking like, help me, I'm choking. That's a partial obstruction, and that's where you want to do the Heimlich maneuver on an adult. And if it's a small child under one, you can do back blows. If there's no sound or no air coming out, that's a full obstruction, and the person's probably going to collapse. So how do you do the Heimlich maneuver when they collapse? These are all things that you can learn through organizations such as the Red Cross or the American Heart Association. We just got off the phone while we were coming into your office with one of our paramedics, Nick Brady, and he gave us a story. Recently, he was in the Mission District getting his lunch, and he was in uniform, and somebody tapped him on the shoulder and said, there's a person choking behind you. And he turned around, and there was a grown adult that was actually choking on a large piece of unchewed, uneaten carne asada. And he was able to perform the Heimlich maneuver really quickly, got the obstruction out of this adult's mouth, and that individual ended up not even having to go to the hospital. Now, our recommendation is always to go to the hospital, but this is a great example of somebody who was prepared, educated, in the right spot at the right time, because that outcome could have been a lot worse. And expand that on if it's your child or your family member, and you have that excitement going on because you're like, oh my gosh, my child is choking or my dad's choking. You have to overcome that. And how do you overcome that? It's with practice and education.
So let me ask you a couple questions. First, because I just went through this with my kid, you do teach your kid the international sign for choking, right? I mean, that's something that they should know so they can tell you.
That's right. And I think what we were looking up some statistics when we came in here, and some of the studies are showing that we just naturally go to that maneuver. It's like,
right, it's reflexive.
And my hands naturally go up there. But it's a good talk to have with the whole family.
So they can tell you.
Right.
If they didn't reflexively do that.
So the other thing you just mentioned, because I actually am planning to go do this and haven't had a chance to, but so you say go and get the classes. Your Red Cross or what was the other?
You have the Red Cross or the American Heart Association or two of many that are out there.
And you just look those up in your town and they'll have classes there or somewhere nearby?
That's correct. If you do a quick internet search, you'll see a number of locations. Or if you go to those two organizations, they'll actually have training sites that are listed with dates and times.
And what does the training involve? Like 2 days, 2 hours each? What is that? Do you know?
So it all really depends, but you're looking at about a 2 to 4 hour commitment to get a really good solid choking and CPR class in with those organizations. One of the things the fire department does is we do hands-only CPR, and we'll host that at any community event, street fairs, parties, not an individual house party. But if we have a large-scale party, we'll actually come and we can provide that service to you. And that's a non-certifiable course that actually teaches you to do hands-only CPR. What we've seen nationwide is a lot of people don't want to put their mouths on somebody else, and they're afraid of that. So how do you get?
It's still applicable at times, right? Yes, mouth to mouth.
It is very applicable at times. So the compression is actually.
How does he make that sound creepy?
I'm really cramped.
So
I'm trying to stay
weird,
focused
dude.
Here.
Jonathan, it's you got a human.
Well, it is human, right?
It is.
So those, those are some efforts that we can actually help push out there as well. And we also teach the Heimlich maneuver when we're doing this. And the Heimlich maneuver is basically putting your arms around an individual's waistline. And there's some specific landmarks that you have to learn. And being able to thrust inward and upward to have an obstruction come out of your mouth. So very important life-saving skills that you can learn within only a few hours. And if you come to our safety events that the fire department teaches, we'll not certify you in this, but we will provide you with demonstrations.
At least give you a few pointers.
Hands-on. And that takes about 5 minutes. So within 5 minutes, you can actually learn a skill that will save somebody's life.
Cool.
If you're in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And as a paramedic, you must have to brush up on this all the time, Danny.
Or use it in the field.
Right.
One thing that I want to point out about teaching children who are old enough to use a universal sign is very helpful. But there are kids that are not old enough to learn that yet. And one sign that a lot of people don't realize when a young kid is choking is they become very still. They become very still and distant often. And so they're like, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's just sitting there when they're actually choking.
Struggling so internally, right. Yeah.
So that's another
it's
sign
so
for
scary.
Young children.
Like it really is the silent, because if you can't make any noise, and you go still and rigid, then no one even knows there's anything wrong. Oh my God, it's so
frightening.
Scary.
Yeah.
All right. So also, you've got the stair climb coming up, guys. How can people make donations and get involved?
Go to Radio Alice and
that's know, right.
Everything's there.
It's there. It's there. So the stair climb is very important. And again, we applaud you, your organization. And I saw Cumin prepare for it last year and actually climb it last year.
Cumin's badass.
So he is badass.
Right.
He did such a great job.
Thank you.
But he was also an inspiration to a lot of individuals that were there and getting a lot of people to sign up to actually support this. And what does it support? It supports all your first responders, firefighters, police officers, paramedics, emergency medical technicians, to help them deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And
but you guys are front line. Guys, you must see the worst things. And it had to be brought to our attention, but of course you'd be suffering from that stuff. You're right in it.
Exactly. And what's unique about our profession is I've been doing emergency service since I was 18 years old. And you go on so many calls and you see people at their very worst moment. And you, on a 24-hour shift, you see 40 to 50 people a day at their very worst. Mm. And then you take that home and how do you deal with it? So this is an opportunity where this organization, which is a nationwide effort, but here specifically in San Francisco on September 7th, you can either donate or you can climb or you can get your workplace or your family to have a group that actually runs and maybe be a little competitive with each other.
Which is always good.
And the money that goes to this goes to support all your first responders to provide them with the ability to actually recover from this stuff that we see every day.
And the place to start is RadioAlice.com. Lieutenant Jonathan Baxter, Community Affairs and Media Relations for the San Francisco Fire Department, and Paramedic Danny McAtee. Thank you guys so much for
being
on. Thank
you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you for
having us.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Let's see here. What do we got? Time for a couple stories?
Yeah,
one,
a couple.
Two?
Sure.
All right, let me do this one. I'll just do a couple light. Well, actually, this isn't light. Okay.
Oh, boy.
The DMV.
Oh, that is not light.
Have you gone to get your new...
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Well, so I just made the appointment. I thought, I'd do it over our vacation. They're a month out.
Mm-hmm.
More than a month.
Yeah. So ours are September.
Oh, so you've made appointments.
No, but when we called to do it for our kid who had to go and renew anyway, his was September.
Mine's September, too.
Yeah.
So I made the appointment, and that's what I'll be doing.
I haven't done it yet. I got to do it. Oh, God.
Well,
this
you know how...
Real, it's called Real
it's
ID?
It's called the Real ID, and it will involve bringing certain pieces of identification with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe you have to take a test. You just have to take a new picture.
Right.
And you'll get a new...
But you have to do, like, a passport and, like, something that shows your address or a birth certificate and an address.
Everything's online. I looked it up. I saw all the stuff I need to bring. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what I need to bring and I'll bring it.
Right.
So it's super easy. But I think that they'd not been getting enough ID from people earlier in this process.
You had said that your soon-to-be wife got a piece of mail saying just the fact that you have received this at the address you said was yours.
Sign
you
it
mail
and send
it back.
It back, and that will be the final piece of info needed because this is a federal ID, not a state ID. So anyway.
But it does serve as your driver's license, yes?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's your driver's license.
But it's
license.
Recognized nationally.
But it'll be a national recognition that will allow you to fly, which is the main reason for going to get it. And I fly.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be having to rush out to get something because now,
minute, right?
You know what I mean? Now
absolutely.
You're flying and you're like, am I even going to get it in time?
I think your passport will still work for you, but you got over a year to get this thing done. And at some point, you got to renew your license anyway. So just go do it.
Well, you know what? There's so much misinformation about it because my missus goes, well, you don't have to get a new one until your new license, or you can't get a new one until your license needs to be renewed. And I go, wait a minute. So I look it up and it says 2023.
Yeah.
Well, that's way too late. I'm going to need it long before that. So there's a lot of, anyway, that's not this story.
That's another story.
A 34-year-old woman named Vanessa Ritchie went to the DMV in Missouri on Tuesday and got super upset with the way things were going.
Well, things do go badly there every time.
So she pulled out a gun.
That is not the answer.
And fired two shots.
Oh, my God, lady. What are you thinking?
Well, what is she thinking? Listen to me.
This is not going to make things faster.
Pay attention.
Things are going to go slower for everyone.
The bullets didn't hit anybody, and an undercover police was there and jumped her.
Thank God.
Took her down before she could fire again. She has she's been charged with making a terrorist threat and unlawful use of a weapon.
Unbelievable.
That's your random DMV. You're there when someone...
You know it's going to suck there. Don't bring your gun where you know it's going to suck.
Right.
Why are you going to stop yourself? God, it sucks. You're going to get my gun. Don't do it.
Right. Let me do a couple texts before we duck out. Finally, some Big Brother talk. Is it just me or do none of these people know how to talk game?
Yeah, no, they're big dummies. God, they're all... It's just so... I just love the stupidity on the show. I hate to say it, but it is all about just watching stupid people bumble around.
Oh. Mitchie is so unattractive to me. I have a hard time looking at his face. His body, though, wowza.
Yeah, he's got a good... He's like a butterface, you know?
Which one's that?
Mickey. Jack is his name, or Jackson, but there's two Jacksons in the house, so they call him Mickey, which is his last name.
Oh, okay.
He's the one with the square jaw.
He's the bomb guy.
It's a little too small for the... It needed like an extra inch down low.
Is that the guy that lives with his mom?
So he put his head into a vice.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't notice that stuff about boys.
You just stare at his abs?
I don't stare at his abs either. I'm not interested in him at all.
Solid abs.
Is anyone talking about the fact that everyone that has gotten kicked out of the house or that is on the block are minorities? Is that true?
Online.
Well, there was a white lady. I know. Well, I mean, it was kind of horrifying. This guy, Mickey, that we're talking about, mm-hmm. he has to nominate four people in the very first episode. He has to nominate four people to fight their way back into the house, and only three of them are going to make it in. He does the two black people, the overweight girl, and the old dude. I was like, wow, dude. Way to
profiling much?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that seems harsh and wrong, but okay. Yeah, it's somebody's got to go up on the block right now. Oh yeah, right now I think the heavy girl and the black girl are on the block right now.
I don't know. I mean, you'd think that the guy would try to take out some of the more muscular.
No, they're all on his team.
Right. Well, that's
he's on a team with all the muscle boys.
Okay.
And they just oh my God, the self love going on in this house is insane.
They're showing that?
Just as in I love myself.
Oh,
no, they're not showing. I'm sure there's also self love going on, Vinny. I meant it more of like a God, I have such an appreciation for myself. Let me just look in this mirror for a while longer. A lot of girls too. There is some massive. I love myself.
I want you to love me.
You should go and love yourself.
Are those three different songs?
Divinals. Yeah, yes. Yeah, go look up the Divinals. Don't look it up. Don't bother.
Two different songs.
The trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with tattoos.
All right.
Yeah, I just, you know, live to please, Vin.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.